You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is like a puzzle, and we spend most of our existence trying to get all the pieces to fit together. Here are 10 lessons in life people learn too late. Number one, we wander around aimlessly, making poor decision after poor decision after poor decision, and then wonder why life is so hard. We wonder why life is so tough. We wonder why we're struggling so much. We dug this deep hole because we chose not to listen. We chose to do it our way. We chose to hang with a bunch of losers. If you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Never allow other people to define who you are. Les Brown says, never allow someone's opinion of you to become your reality. You were put on this earth for a reason, and you are not clay. So stop allowing other people to mold you into what they want you to be. You stand up tall and be happy with who you are. Embrace the uniqueness that makes you you. Make sure your personal validation comes from you. You are the stamp, and thus you are approved. Number two, suck comes before success. So many people run from the first syllable in the word success, which is suck. Suck always comes before success. But the problem is, most people, they don't embrace the uncomfort. Most people are not prepared for adversity and setbacks and failures. So when something starts sucking and they feel like, oh, this just sucks, they quit and they give up that there will be setbacks. There will be failures. There will be bumps in the road. It will be a turbulent ride, because greatness awaits, and you have to go through your go-through to get to where you're trying to go to. Each and every one of our lives comes with its own set of built-in problems. And that means no matter what, these things are going to happen to you, be it good or bad. It's your job to stay mentally prepared for whatever comes your way. The great Dr. Eric Thomas says, it's not what happened to you that broke you. It's the fact that you weren't mentally prepared for what happened to you that broke you. So you have to be mentally strong. You have to stay mentally prepared. And you have to subscribe to the mindset of winning and not whining. Because life can and will happen to you. So don't ask why. Because the reality is, why not? Number three, never let fear paralyze you. Will Smith said, God places all of the best things on the other side of fear. And it's up to you to shut down fear. Because where you're going, fear is not welcome. Where you're going, fear cannot come. So you can't be afraid to jump. You never want to live with regret. So I need you to take that leap of faith and jump off that cliff and land softly on your bed of dreams. Number four, love you some you. See, self-love is not selfish. It's actually selfless. Because if you don't love yourself, it's virtually impossible for you to love someone else.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
So when you love you, you can give the best of yourself to somebody else. See, fear will tell you. There's no way you can start that business. There's no way he's gonna like you. There's no way she's gonna like you. There's no way you can do that. There's no way you can do this. It's okay to like yourself. It's okay to embrace yourself. It's okay to be yourself. This is a great day to not only elevate, but also to celebrate the greatness of you. Number 5, you are the sum total of the choices that you make on a daily basis. Pat yourself on the back, my friend, because wherever you are in your life, you got yourself there. Most never take ownership, and thus they continue down their slippery slope, and they keep sliding and sliding and sliding further down that rabbit hole. Michael Austin Jacobs said, when one can accept that all their circumstances and life events are a result of their own decision making, that individual immediately gains back their power to create. Number 6, you always have a plan, even when you think you don't. Benjamin Franklin said, if you fail to plan, then naturally you are planning to fail. So go sit it down. That's how life works. If you're not doing anything, you are still executing a game plan. Number 7, it is health that is real wealth, and not pieces of gold and silver. See, when wealth is lost, nothing is really lost. But when health is lost, everything is lost. And when we're young, we feel like we're invincible. Fast food over here, alcoholic intake over here, smoking, not valuing our temple, which is our body, not getting enough sleep, not exercising enough, just go, 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 not enough rest, not enough recovery. So many spend their health gaining wealth, and then have to spend their wealth trying to regain their health. Number 8, cherish the great moments. Life is a series of moments, and we're all out here searching for these phenomenal moments. And when you get them, you need to spend a little bit more time absorbing, a little bit more time reflecting, a little bit more time enjoying,
each and every good moment that you get. See, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Number 9, give more than you receive, and ultimately, you will receive more than you give. So remember, you reap what you sow. So if you practice a life of adding value to others, the universe and God, in turn, will add value to you. See, the more we put helping others first and focus on adding value into other people's lives, the more abundance flows our way. And that's a win-win all the way around. So give more than you receive, and ultimately, you will receive more than you give. And number 10, if you're still breathing, you still have an opportunity to be achieving. It's never too late for you to be great. Those are 10 lessons in life that many learn too late. So take heed to the aforementioned wisdom. And if you do so, you will put yourself in a position to never have to say, if only I knew then what I know now. This is a great day, or better yet, a great life to win.
New messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.